Well, here we go. Best thing to do is just ignore the fact that I've just said that and think that I've essentially done podcasting all my life and I'm a seasoned pro. The fact is, I'm not. This will be my first one. I don't even think I can call it a podcast because, well, I'm not a podcaster, not a blogger, not a developer. Here we go. Some time ago, I produced a OneNote document intended to... intended to be the start of a podcast train. I entitled it The Podcast That Never Was. I'm erming again, aren't I? Lovely. I'm not going to edit this. Forget it. I'm going to read a little bit from it anyway. It's up on my blog, but here we go. I'm looking at my phone again. This time, I'm looking at an interactive map of the world. More accurately, I'm looking at a vertical rectangular window through which I can see a digital representation of bits of our planet. Of particular interest, if you like this sort of thing, is the day-to-night Terminator. No, not Terminator with a capital T. Not a creature spawned from a Hollywood screenwriter's nightmare, no. This Terminator is the region of twilight separating day and night, neither bright and cheerful lit by the sun, nor dark with twinkly lights below, sparkling stars and a cheese-based man in the moon above. It's grey, it's ill-defined, it's nondescript. So, the perfect time to introduce this podcast. And I've got in brackets here. Bit of a musical pause. No. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day to you. So, nothing original here then. It's a phrase used frequently on the internet to express an incompetence when faced with something at the edge of plausibility. A good incompetence, but let's face it, it's a phrase used across pretty much every communication medium you can think of. When people become aware of time zones separating them from their friends. A phrase expressing our inability to feel the sheer scale of this planet. And it's a device used less smoothly here at the start of this, my first podcast. A good title would be Not Exceptional, were I currently looking for titles, but I'm not. Not yet. Yeah. So, back to this wide world of ours. I've known for a long time that it's big. Just how big was brought home to me in a roundabout fashion in late 2013. I'd mangled a few pages on the app.net wiki. It's at app.netwiki, all one word, .net, if you've not already seen it. And it's still there, if you already have. Okay, one of the worst or best pages in terms of a public display of my ranking competence was the current events page. In particular, the thorny problem of how to create a dynamic page using the limited MediaWiki markup language. And my lack of anything resembling recent coding skills. And at this point, I think what I'm going to do is just terminate the recording and let's see what we've got. Bearing in mind I'm holding it about about 9 inches away from my face. And I'm not entirely certain because this is the first recording I've done on this phone. I've even had to download an app to let me do it. This is the first recording and I haven't got a clue where to hold the phone, how to hold the phone. Obviously, I've got lots of ums and ahs and oohs and what have you. Right, I'm going to press a few things on the screen and oh dear, I should have been actually looking at some sort of little indicator because it looks as though none of what I've been saying has passed halfway point on the signal meter, what do you want to call it? I'm going to press the button to stop this now. Bye.